A lot of music these days has to be made in isolation. Jacob Collier is making the most of it. In the video that premiered in May on Jimmy Kimmel Live, we see Jacob Collier in his London bathroom playing a keyboard propped on the sink. Then a jump cut, he plays a double bass in the bathtub.
Hi. I love the way that I feel when you put your arms over me.
Rubber duckies look on, shots of hairspray add percussive sounds. Later, Mahalia and Ty Dolla Sign sing in the mirror and through the windows. All I Need is one of the singles from Jacob Collier's new album, Jesse, Volume 3. He joins us from his home in North London. Thanks so much for being with us.
How are you, Scott? It's so nice to see you.
Since 2016, in your debut cover of In My Room, you have self-recorded, arranged, produced. As regrettable as it is, are we learning things in this kind of forced upon us age of DIY music making?
Oh, I do believe we are. I mean, the world is utterly topsy-turvy, but it's been an extraordinary time for musicians, I think, all over the world to rediscover and further discover what it means to create stuff and make music and things like that. I feel very privileged to be positioned in such a way that my childhood music room of 26 years at this point has been the room in which I've spent most of my quarantine hours, which has meant that I've been able to get down to some music making, which is the thing I most love to do in all the world.
You actually work in your childhood music room?
I do. This is the room that I'm talking to you from right now. I live with my mother, who is a single mother, and my two little sisters, and we've been quarantined here for, I suppose, 4 months now, which is just so bizarre to think about. We've been singing Bach chorales every evening as a bit of light relief, I suppose.
So let me get this straight. You sing Bach chorales the way some of us other families binge-watch the Great British Baking Show?
I would say so, yeah. We just can't get enough.
I want to return briefly to Jesse Volume 2. You won a Grammy for this marvelously rich arrangement of Moon River.
Crossing you in style, I will someday.
Oh, how do you begin to layer something like that?
Well, it takes quite some planning, and also just a general sense of trust of your own ear, I suppose. I set aside 1 week, and I basically decided that I wanted to begin the arrangement with this great big sort of omni cluster chord. And from there, all of those kinds of pyramids and strange sort of harmonic pivots and all those kinds of things, those are things that just sort of keep me up at night. So I think for me, it was almost like I turned on the tap with Moon River and just sort of saw what came out.
There's such a lot of world to see.
The Jesse Project is a sprawling four-volume work that's in progress, and although we've been talking about music made in isolation, for this album you went from, L.A. to Casablanca to Tokyo to Nashville. What is Jesse all about?
Wowza. Well, what I was determined to do about 2.5 years ago when I set out on this voyage was to, in some way, describe all of the music that I had been listening to for my whole life in one sort of sprawling bridge-building activity. I was interested in so much music as a boy, and I still am, but I was such a sponge. And I saw no reason why, for example, the wonky grooves one finds on the streets of Morocco cannot be equated and collaborated with something like the wonky grooves found on the streets of Detroit in the hip-hop movement of the early 2000s. I was interested in classical music, I was interested in folk music and rock and roll music and a bit of jazz in there too, and R&B and soul and electronic stuff and gospel, all sorts of things. And I guess I should say that the way in which I kind of conceived of the whole thing was not particularly based on genre, but based on space and what genres, you know, fitted within different kinds of space. So Jesse Volume 1, which is the sort of dawn of the whole project, is a large acoustic space, you know, something huge, broad, these massive brushstrokes, choirs and orchestras primarily. Jesse Volume 2 was a smaller acoustic space welcoming things like folk music and music from Africa a little bit too, And Jesse Volume 3, this particular volume, it explores much more the idea of almost negative space. The whole scenario has collapsed, and you're in the middle of the night, and you're exploring all of the kind of deep funk within all of the strange weirdness of what it means to stay up late at night and create stuff.
Another cut, if we could, from Jesse Volume 3, because you collaborate with so many people on this album. This is a song that features Kimbra and Tank and the Bangas, In My Bones. There's a pressing question on your lips, on your hips, on your lips. You got some kind of question, like you got something to say. It's a question I could answer with some kiss. What I do? There's a kind of magic. May I ask, are you staying up at night? Are you a perfectionist?
Yes, I am. I think my sort of perfectionism has been something I've lived with for many years, and I think at this point it sort of includes imperfection, which can drive me nuts, actually, to be completely honest with you.
How do you know when you've got something right?
That's a very difficult and important question. It's when you stop thinking about it. It just feels right. And this is something that I think many artists, including myself, really struggle with, because there's always something you can do to change something or shift something or fade something slightly more cleanly or whatever it happens to be. Say, for example, with In My Bones, it's about 600 tracks in my Logic session simultaneously playing, which is a lot. Oh. And I have to stop recording them and I have to start designing them. And then at the end of that process, you have to say, okay, I'm going to walk away from this, otherwise I'm going to keep going for the rest of my life, you know.
Yeah. We put the word out on Twitter that we would be speaking, and we got a lot of good questions. May I share some with you?
Yes, indeed. That sounds like great fun.
Jackson Galaxy asks, what's your favorite licorice tea?
Oh, well, Yogi. I'm not sure if you guys have the Yogi brand in the US, but I think maybe you do.
I think we do, yeah. I think
licorice tea is undefeated.
All right. You play so many instruments. A lot of people ask about that. I'm going to try and shorten the process. Is there any instrument you can't or have no interest in playing?
Well, I've never particularly been drawn to playing brass or woodwind instruments, which is actually a fair few.
Yeah.
I think to me, the idea of using the voice as those instruments sonically and in the compositional process is cool. But I'm always on the lookout for something new. I mean, for example, I recently realized just how deep the pedal steel guitar really goes, and the way that the pedals can adapt the tuning of the strings. That to me sounds like a fun summer, trying to learn that.
Oh my. Very good question we get from Cynthia Dagnall Myron, who asks, as fame grows, so do some of the challenges musicians face emotionally, musically, and otherwise. What is one challenge you've faced or anticipate facing as your star continues to rise?
What's tough sometimes is sort of being in charge of bringing the best out of myself at all times. I think when you're a child, the best comes out of you without you thinking. And I think that as your star rises, you end up in a situation where you have to decide what you're standing for at a certain point. And that can be both exhausting and unsustainable. But that whole process of kind of self-discovery, to me, I kind of missed the purity of that. But I suppose what I would also say is that I've kind of deliberately taken a lot of time to do things on my own terms and in my own time in such a way that I've almost deliberately crafted a space where I can keep on changing things musically and keep on experimenting with things musically. I would tip my hat to the quarantine global pandemic in a certain kind of way for that, because I think if there's one thing that it has gifted us with, besides perspective, that thing is time.
Jacob Collier has just released Jesse Volume 3, speaking with us from his childhood music room, now his professional studio in North London. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.